You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
Le Tour de France of Wines is here. Experience Sydney's first French-only wine festival. Taste over 110 fine wines from the 13 most famed regions of France. After a sold-out event in Melbourne, La Grape Escape is coming to Sydney. Friday, November 22nd and Saturday, November 23rd at Paddington Town Hall. Don't miss this unique opportunity to taste the best wines of France. For tickets and more info, visit SoFrenchySoChic.com. Proud Eastside sponsor.
And who doesn't like a French wine? So that is the real question. La Grape Escape coming up to Sydney and to Paddington next weekend. And to tell us more about the event, we are now joined by the curator, Pierre Stock. Hey, Pierre, bonjour. How are you?
Ah, bonjour. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for joining us. What an event. So up to 110 French wines from 13 different French regions. How did this event came to be?
Well, look, you know, it's been a long time. I wanted to do that. Every time I go back to France, I see some salon and artisanal festival with a bunch of winemakers and from France, and most of them, they're very excited and want to be there to show what they do, what part of France they come. They're all artisanal and very boutique winery, and actually half of them most of the time don't have anything to sell, but they're just passionate about what they do. And I just thought that I'd love to do that in Melbourne. Of course, you know, gathering wine winemaker, it's a bit harder because, you know, we're on the other side of the world. But we have today an array of distributors, of importers of French wine that are extremely passionate, goes their ways to find the best wine, the new talent, the younger winemakers, been basically working for the most legend in France. And and today you've got some passionate people that comes over and have and want to share their little jewel and gems that they found in France. So I thought that gathering all of them and per region will be probably a great idea. However, the fact is I'm not a festival maker, I suppose. You know, I'm a wine distributor, I'm passionate about wine, but when it comes to festival, it's not my forte. And so therefore, that's I could not think beyond Jean-François from So Frenchy So Chic to do it.
Yeah. We had Jean-François on the show before. I've been to So Frenchy So Chic events. Yeah, such an amazing place. And usually So Frenchy So Chic's events are pretty much sold out all the time. So if you do want to grab your ticket, head up to So Frenchy So Chic to get the Le Grape Escape ticket. Now, you mentioned many different wines from different regions of France. What are some of the gems that our listeners can expect that are maybe not as well known as your traditional French wines?
Well, you know, eventually wine is also it's also fashion, okay? So things change all the time. If you look at the history of grapes coming in this country, for instance, where the Chardonnay used to be, you know, the king, and then we all move to Sauvignon Blanc, and then now it's Pinot Gris, and now we're moving. Well, in France, it's exactly the same. So today, the gem are the Jura and the Savoie. They're those two areas there. Literally a side of Burgundy that nobody knows much. They're quite, so the Savoie is eventually the bottom of the Alps, and the Jura is also a mountain which sits above the Alps. So they are wine from an altitude. They're very fresh, they're very fragrant. The terroir is mostly rocks, so it does bring a lot of tension and minerality to the wine, quite zippy. And they're made of grape, which is not necessarily really well known. Sauvignon for the Jura, of course, they've got the Chardonnay in the white. But when it comes to red, you've got Trousseau, Pulsar, those grapes not necessarily well known here in Australia because not many people actually grow them. I don't even think Trousseau and Pulsar is grown here. Sauvignon, I know it does. And when you come to Savoie, you've got Jacquet, Altesse for the white, Mondeuse for the red. So they've got some similitude, of course, to Burgundy and Northern Rhone, so Syrah, Chardonnay, and Pinot, but they have their own identity. And it's always quite nice to discover something that you like, but you can't compare to. So the grape escape is exactly what it is. It's a place where, you know, we're not here. We're not going to judge you. We're not going to ask you a weird question. It's a place where you grab a glass and you come and you're curious. You enjoy to discover stories and new grapes and new wine that maybe perhaps, you know, in the next few weeks, you will go to your bottle, a local bottle shop and say, hey, you know, I tried some wine from the Savoie. I really liked it. You know, what do you recommend?
Yeah, that sounds good. Look, I only know Jura and Savoie for their cheese, which are very good too, I have to say. Talking about cheese, the event is, of course, focused on wine, but there will be some French delicacies too.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got some cheesemongers. I believe we have a lovely guy who's going to come and shuck some oysters. So we've got food for everyone. We've got a bit of music. So, you know, it's the festival, I mean, the session lasts for 4 hours, but you don't have to taste wine for 4 hours. You can easily sit down, listen to the music, get your plate of charcuterie or a plate of cheese, have a glass of wine and enjoy the ambience.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Now, Pierre, you're a sommelier yourself and you've been doing a lot of wine tasting. Do you have any tips on how to do a successful wine tasting for our listeners who want to join the event?
Well, look, you know, wine tasting is always quite daunting for a lot of people. You know, even me as a sommelier, and I don't even call myself a sommelier, it's always hard to, you know, to nail it. But I think the whole idea is to be curious, to be open. And there's always a few things you need to understand. It's the terroir and the climate, and those two will eventually give you a good indication of where you are. So, yeah. Is that, do I respond to
your
question?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, look, you're the expert, not me. look, I am terrible because I, like, this interview is fantastic. We're talking about French wine between French people in English, yeah? So with the French accent, though, it's a fantastic interview. But I have to say,
I don't have a French accent.
I do not drink wine myself. I leave it to people who appreciate it more. So I love to speak about wine and to hear people talking about wines. Earlier during the show, we talked about Chinese wines with another wine expert we have. But yeah, look, French wines, they are very much appreciated all over the world and even more here in Australia. I guess there is that type of enthusiasm around French wine, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. I think there is, you know, the French has been making wine for a long time. It's debatable that, you know, Georgian or even, you know, Italian Romans were here first. But, you know, I think we were the one that, you know, came to and put the wine into such a level. And we've got just a magnificent terroir surrounded by picturesque, beautiful little villages. So eventually, you know, wine is not just a liquid that you drink. It's also full of passion. It's full of stories. And you want to share it with somebody. So that's when things taste even better. And so it doesn't have to be expensive to be good. And I think you know that's why I think the Grape Escape is we're not here to, you know, to show you the most expensive wine. We're actually here to show you that you don't need to spend a lot of money to have a good wine. So I hope I'm gonna see you all there this next weekend.
Yeah, tell us more about when and where it is happening actually.
So that will be on Friday and Saturday next week, which I believe is 22nd and 23rd of November. We'll be right in a city, CBD, Sydney, so Paddington Town Hall, pretty well easy to reach. I believe the Paddington Town Hall, it's a beautiful, very old building with a lot of features inside. So that's going to also bring a bit of theater and you know, an emotion to the party. And the Friday night, we start the session about 4 p.m. and finishing around 8:39. So that gives you a great aperitive time.
Yes.
And then you can always go and go to the local restaurant, which I know there's some pretty good around there. I'm thinking about Porcine or, or Vincent, Bar Vincent, I think is not too far. And then Saturday, you've got two sessions. So the Saturday session starts about 11 a.m. To all the way to 3 p.m. So we expect on this session to have, you know, some people that's got a bit more time and, you know, don't really want to come at nighttime. And then we'll start again around 4:30 in the afternoon to all the way to 8:30 again. So there is free session. You can eventually drink the wine on site. You can taste the wine on site. You can take away the wine. You can always, you know, buy and get delivered later. But I think for us, would be perfect for a perfect timing for your Christmas and bring a bit of French to your table.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Pierre.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. And have a good weekend. I think Apéro time is right on the way. Yeah. Should have started already.
Yeah. Yes. So, and I hope I can see you next week there.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we are in the Paddington Town Hall, us here at Eastside Radio. So it's going to be very easy for us to pop up. Thank you so much.
Fabulous. Thank you. You have a good weekend.
You too, Pierre. Thank you.
Yeah. You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.